Phoenix Suns owner Robert Sarver yesterday fired the team's general manager, Ryan McDonough, less than a week, or just a little more than a week, before the start of the season. McDonough came to the Suns in 2013 after working in the Boston Celtics front office. In the interim, his job will be done by the team's vice president of basketball operations and assistant GM. With me to talk about this is Gina Mizell, who covers the Suns for The Athletic. And Gina, what exactly is going on here?
Yeah, I think that's a huge question, and just the timing, obviously, is I think the most curious thing about this decision by Robert Sarver, the Phoenix Suns owner. And the only interview he has done in the past day on the record is with the flagship radio station that broadcasts all their games, and he said that it was sort of a part of the ongoing evaluation process over the past 5 years since Ryan McDonough has been with the organization, but that he sort of weighed the last 6 months a little bit more heavily, and when he looked at kind of the off-season acquisitions, the draft, hiring a new coach, just all the stuff that's happened over the last few months, that he felt that they could have been further along in their rebuilding process than they are right now. And so he decided to make this change, yeah, a week before the season. So the timing is curious, but he felt that this was the right time to make that drastic or big decision.
So do you get the sense then that that says Sarver maybe wasn't happy with the way the Suns drafted or the free agents they picked up or maybe the new coach that they hired?
Well, I think that the biggest snag or the biggest thing the biggest question mark that this team has had heading into the season is that they currently don't have a point guard, which is obviously a very big position on any NBA team. And at Media Day 3 weeks ago, Ryan McDonough said that's something that they would continue to explore during the preseason and probably up to the trade deadline in February. But that to me is kind of the one thing perhaps that didn't get checked off the list, because like you said, the Suns had the number one draft pick and took DeAndre Ayton, who was very, very high on everybody's draft board who was evaluating. The hire of Igor Kokoshkov as the new head coach was met with a lot of praise, and a lot of people were like, okay, that makes a lot of sense. So, yeah, no, it's very interesting to let a general manager go through an entire offseason, a very crucial offseason for not just the immediate future of this franchise, but the ongoing and long-term future of this franchise, and then to fire him a week before the season starts.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that, because Sarver in the past has maybe not always been referred to as the easiest owner with whom to work. I wonder what the rest of the league is saying and thinking about this, and maybe how this might impact the team's ability to recruit another high-quality GM.
Yeah, no, I think that's a very fair question. And I mean, he's regarded as by some as the worst owner in the NBA, just because he can be very involved, he can be volatile. Like you said, he's made some other decisions in the past that maybe looking back were not the best. And so, no, that's definitely a reputation that this organization as a whole has to deal with. You know, there's some history here, and there's a great fan base, and it's a great place to live, and there's a lot of positives about the Phoenix Suns. But I think when you look at the biggest potential drawbacks or biggest potential negatives, Robert Sarver and his reputation and sometimes the way he runs this franchise is at the top of the list. And certainly when you sort of gauge the reaction of people around the league, whether it's on social media or just having conversations or all of that, this stunned a lot of people. And I don't know if this necessarily helps Robert Sarver's reputation as far as just, you know, his decision making or just kind of the way he goes about his business.
So as we've discussed, the season starts next week. I'm wondering how this move might affect the team. I mean, I don't think a lot of people are expecting the Suns to be even necessarily maybe even a playoff team this year. But I think there is some expectation that they will be better than they have been over the past few seasons. The two people who are at least temporarily taking Ryan McDonough's job, two people who don't have a ton of experience. Does it seem as though this is going to affect the team one way or the other, at least toward the beginning of the season?
Yeah, well, of course, you know, Igor Kokoshkov, the head coach, was asked about it yesterday. They played a preseason game at Golden State, and, you know, he gave, I think, a good answer as far as just, okay, we can only can control what we can control as far as the coaches and the players and the people who are actually going through the stuff on game night on a day-to-day basis. So I don't know how much it's going to impact those people, the players and the coaches, but certainly an NBA organization, there are a lot of moving parts and a lot of people who do a lot of things that fans don't see behind the scenes. So, yeah, you mentioned the two guys who are taking over for Ryan McDonough, James Jones, who is a former player, a very popular player. LeBron called him the greatest teammate he's ever had. And so he's very good with the player and coach relationship side and kind of the people managing and that type of thing. And then Trevor Burkstein is sort of more the numbers guy. So I think combined, they sort of cover all the bases as far as what a general manager does. But yeah, it'll be very, very interesting if they try to keep some continuity as far as somebody who's been in the organization and sort of knows the ins and outs, or if they maybe perhaps try to go get somebody who has some more general managing experience or a different background or comes from another team that might be able to bring some new ideas. So, yeah, it'll be really interesting to see where Robert Sarver and where this franchise goes from here.
All right. Gina Mizell covers the Phoenix Suns for The Athletic. Gina, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.